Okay, panel, time for some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, last week the city of Portland, Oregon drained their 8 million gallon reservoir at the cost of tens of thousands of dollars in response to a biological threat. What was that threat?
Oh, gosh, Portland. Dog pee in the park? No?
You're close, actually.
Yeah, okay. Is it
not a dog.
It's not a dog, but it's pee.
So therefore,
it must be a people?
Yes!
People pee!
Basically, this is what happened. A surveillance video caught a guy walking up to the reservoir and deciding to top it off, as it were. And now the chief of the Portland Water Bureau is under fire for his decision to deal with that problem by completely draining the reservoir. People were saying, come on, birds and other animals pee in the thing all the time. Oh, my God, birds and other animals pee in the thing all the time. And this is the amazing thing. The amazing thing, even though the guy was aiming at an 8 million gallon reservoir, he still managed to get some on the rim. Honestly.
And left the lid up.
Yeah. All the women are like, yeah.
Yeah.
Maz. First we had black and white, then we had color TV, then HD, and now 3D TVs. Well, a team at the University of California at San Diego is ushering in the next frontier for television. What?
4D TV?
No.
Live? Like they'll come to your house and actually act it out for you? It's called theater?
That's awful.
I've seen this.
Oh my God, Keith Olbermann is in the living room yelling at me. No, not that.
It's better than 3D, HD.
Better than, it's even more senses. You can see it. No.
Smell it?
Yes, you can smell it.
Smell-o-vision. It's here.
Smelly TV.
60 years after Bugs Bunny predicted it, Smell-o-vision has arrived. Smellable TV has long been a dream for people who love cooking shows and a nightmare for people who love the Jersey Shore. Well, now a UCSD Samsung research team has developed a tiny electronic device that can generate 10,000 odors from your TV or cell phone. So you could smell pizza when you watch a Pizza Hut ad or catch a whiff of desperation when you turn on CNN. Smell Piers Morgan's flop sweat. Oh. It's not in production yet, but soon will come the day when you'll ask yourself, oh God, is that me or Al Roker?
Well, I'm just glad it doesn't exist now when they're still covering that peeing in the reservoir.
Exactly.
No interest.
Maz, the Thai government has had about enough of tourists invading their country, getting drunk, and doing stupid things they later regret, which is why they're attempting to ban foreigners from doing what?
Going there?
No, they want tourists to still come to Thailand, but while they're there, they don't want them to do one thing that they've been doing a lot of.
Pee in the pond? No, that's too many. Probably thing to do when you're in Thailand. Thai food?
No.
Any hints there somewhere?
Is it a mammal?
No, it's not a mammal. Look at the mammal. It's like I'm going to try this. I went to Thailand and all I got were these ass antlers.
Oh, tattoos.
Yes, they're tired of people coming to Thailand, which is a Buddhist nation, and getting sacred Buddhist symbols, phrases, or sayings tattooed as tramp stamps. That's really beginning to bother them. You know, that if people don't want that, they go home, they regret it. In some cases, they realize that instead of like a wise Buddhist saying, it's an arrow pointed downward in the Thai phrase, check for drugs here. Thai culture ministers are trying to ban these misguided souvenirs. They say, quote, it's not good and it offends Thai people's sensibilities. But seriously, all the things you can get on a trip to Thailand, and this is the one they're worried about.
Is it the location that matters? Is it the...
No, there's a lot of tramp stamping going on, but it's mainly just the Buddha symbols. They don't like that.
What about like a tattoo of Buddha's belly on your belly?
Superimposed one for one.